Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfred.
Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Now, stepping up to the away end today is a guy that usually interviews boxers, but let's see if he can go toe-to-toe with a heavyweight like me. It's my brethren, Chelsea fan, Savage Dan! Bop, 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 bop! How you been, though?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Talk to me, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, you're supposed to bring a debate to me, but as you know, I invite some of my friends down to my gaff with a football topic they feel passionate about. Now, the Arsenal fans have been catching major howlers.
Of course.
So we had Bo, who said that Arteta's the new Arsene Wenger.
What does that mean? Is that meant to be positive? Or?
Well, he won eight in a row. They won eight in a row, and then he starts talking about the new Arsene Wenger. Then you had Jacob, who said that three current Arsenal players would make it into the Invincible team. He said the keeper. He said Ramsdale, Saka.
Over Seaman?
Over Lehman.
Oh, yes, over Lehman.
So, yeah, that's what we do. So I invite my friends down with a football topic they feel passionate about. We have it out and see if you can change my mind. So that being said, what are you bringing to the table, brother?
My one's pretty simple. It's very simple. I don't think Man City can be mentioned in the same breath as Chelsea, Liverpool, or United until they win a European trophy.
Wow. And this is what I like, Dan. He knows his stuff, and bro, wow.
It's a big one, but I actually stand by it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If you've been watching the show, you know you get up to 60 seconds to go over to the podium and state your claim, and then we'll come over here, we'll talk it out properly, and go for it. Yeah?
Yeah, well, I just go and stand there.
Just go and stand over there.
All right, let's do it.
It's called a lectern.
My argument is that Man City cannot be considered a European giant and can never be mentioned on the same level as Chelsea, Liverpool or Man United until they win a Champions League. This is different to going up to Carrow Road, going down to Everton, Goodison Park. This is different. This is 7:45, 8 o'clock fixtures at night. You're playing against European giants. You're playing against Juve. You're playing against Bayern Munich. This is the best of the best. Winning a domestic league is cute. Chelsea do that all the time. It's nothing special. A Champions League puts you that level above. And until you win it, you just can never be in the same conversation as Chelsea, Liverpool and Man United. It's as simple as that. You know, the proof's in the pudding. We are the best in Europe right now because we won the Champions League. And unless you win it, you just can't be in that conversation. I'm sorry.
Dan, you made some good points. In fact, you made some great points, but here's why I think you're wrong, my friend. Start the clock. Now, if you look at the last 10 years, that's why I look at football, 10-year little spurts. Man City have dominated English football. In fact, they've won five of the last 10 Premier Leagues. They've won League Cups. They've set records. In fact, they went 21 games where they won in a row. That's 21. No draws, none of that. They've set precedents over here. Now, I do understand what you're saying, but bro, the fact that these other top managers and other teams that you call elite are thinking so much because of City, surely that means that they're elite. Other teams have changed the way that they play. Pep's philosophy has gone throughout the English game as well as the world game. Now, listen, I know what you're trying to say, but bro, you can't say to me that because they haven't won a Champions League, you can't consider them elite. Come on, bro. But I'm willing to hear what you're saying. Let's talk about it. So, bro, let's talk about the last 10 years of English football. Now, I say this because, as I say, I judge in periods. Who's dominated the last 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So, in your eyes, who has dominated the last 10 years in English football?
Domestically.
Yes.
Domestically, City have been the best, 100%. The other teams have been in transition. Managers changing, everything changing. City have been the most consistent team, 100%.
It doesn't matter. That the bread and butter for me, is if you can dominate at home, then obviously you do go on. I'm not saying that they don't need to go and win a Champions League. By all means, they need to go and win a Champions League. But I've seen teams domestically do poor. Chelsea, and I don't mean to call Chelsea straight away, but Chelsea being one of them, you was the sixth best team in the league and still won the Champions League because it's a cup. And in a cup, anyone can really win. Do you agree or...?
Yeah, listen, it's the magic of the cup. But this is all I'm saying.
The luck of the cup. Do we call magic? Is luck magic,
it's
magic the same
it's
thing?
It's the same thing. It's that.
The sprinkle.
Fairy dust. You know what it is? But all I'm saying is this. Loads of teams win their domestic leagues. Across Europe, not just England. Loads of teams win their domestic leagues. It's a great achievement. But Champions League is so rare and so special that it sets you above everything else. And it's just as simple as that. You can't be regarded a European giant until you do it.
So you're saying a big club, right? Yeah. And they have to win the Champions League to become a big club. But they've won the league five times at the
last 10. Yeah, obviously, you've got your... I'm not saying they're not big. They're a big club. They're just not as big as the others. They just can't be. They can't be as big as us because they're not doing... We've done what they're doing. Everything they're doing, we've done it already. They're just having their moment. We've done stuff they haven't done. We can still brag. We can talk about it. They can't do it. They haven't done it. They spent a lot of money. They spent a lot of time trying to chase it. And it's not happening. They bottle it. You know with cups and you know with... You know what them Thursday... I mean, them Wednesday...
Oak.
You know, I'm talking about the Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 7:45 kickoffs. They feel different. The anticipation.
Okay.
The last 16s, the quarterfinals.
I think they
bottle it every single time. Mm. It's not just them, PSG are the same.
So the fact that they've won, and I didn't know this. I didn't know this until recently. I think, I don't know if I was reading off Twitter, but 21 games they won in a row. Mm. Like that is domestic. Dominance.
We do stuff like that. People don't write home about
that. You say that though.
We did 14 the other day.
It's not 21.
It's not 21. it's no difference. If you win the league or you don't.
Maths.
Either you win the league or you don't.
No, but.
And they're winning the league. I've got no issues with saying they are the informed team in the Prem in recent years. 100%. No problem with that.
Bit harsh.
But going
harsh saying informed when it's 10 years.
But we'll look at the players they've had and look at the coaches they've had. They've had three monsters, Pellegrini, Mancini, Pep. Like, it's three monsters. They've had ridiculous amounts of money, the highest net spend by far.
Coming from a Chelsea fan...
Our net spend's nothing.
But when you used to spend a lot of money and people used to say
that about
you...
All right, let's go over the 10 years, or we're going after over 20. Our net spend's never even been that wild. United always beat us net spend.
True. Let me ask you this. Start of the season comes...
Mm-hmm.
The boys were at the studio. They're saying to you, bruv, who's going to win the Champions League? What five teams are you putting at the top?
May as well make this realistic, yeah? So for this season?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yep.
Bayern Munich?
Yep.
PSG?
Yeah.
City?
Okay. Can I stop you?
Yeah.
I don't care about the fifth, yeah? Because the fact that you've put City in that list means that they're a big club, bro.
It's not my dispute. I'm not saying they're not a big club. I'm just saying...
No, you're not, are you?
I'm not saying they're not a big club. All I'm saying is they can't... Even those other teams I've mentioned, us, Bayern Munich, are in a separate... We're in a separate discussion to PSG and City. PSG and City are racing each other and they're just bottling it each year. Because they can't, they know what they want. They can win their domestic league whenever they want. Can you win the European Cup? It's not just about beating, you know, all the teams in your country. Can you beat the best from across Europe when it's clutch time, when it's goal time, over two legs, all of that, away goals? Can you do it?
So rather than City not being on the level of the likes of the Chelsea's, United, Liverpool, is it a matter of, because it seems personal, and I don't mean personal to you, I mean for a manager, if you're managing City, to win the Champions League when you've dominated the league, 100 points, a record points tally, is it a personal thing where it's like, you know what, I just want to take my talents and beat the best manager? Because what I'm saying, they're elite club.
Yeah.
They're elite club, but now if we're saying about, okay, let's do individual battles, how good is Pep? He can't win it with Bayern Munich, he can't win it with City, so then we start judging it like that.
Pep's incredible. We know what Pep is. Pep is he's either the best or second best manager in the world. Him and Tuchel that's one and two. So Tuchel has had his number recently.
But he couldn't do it at PSG.
He couldn't do it at PSG, but it's the club was bottling it. Mm. Like they was in position a couple of times to win it or to be in a final, and it just, listen, it's a different pressure. Playing at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, knowing that you've got 37 other games to play that you can fall back on is different. You're playing in a one-off clutch match, a final. Like, it's different. You need balls of steel.
Yeah, I get that. But that's, for me, why you can't judge a guy. For instance, Pep got to the final.
Yeah.
Makes a mistake, don't play a defensive midfielder. Like, it's gone.
Even with one, he wouldn't have won. We were on fire, and we were supposed to win that Champions League.
Are you talking as a Chelsea fan?
I'm basically saying, I watched us at the end of last season, since Tuchel come in, beat City 3 times in a row.
Yeah, he's got his number.
He just seemed to have him. And Pep does overthink things. Mm. All I'm saying, and Pep's amazing, because Pep came and did us the other day when he played us. But all I'm saying is, winning the holy grail of football, this is the toughest thing to win. This is the one that you end up in your trophy cabinet having 5 Premier Leagues. The novelty wears off. That Champions League is the one. And we got 2 of them in the same 10 years that they got their 5 Premier Leagues. Ask them if they would swap it.
Wow. Is City on the same level as Arsenal now as a club?
As a European club? Yeah, because Arsenal were making it to finals and getting beat. What's the difference?
Tottenham.
It's the same thing. If you haven't won a European club, you're not in this European huge club debate. You are a fringe contender at best.
This is mad. This is mad.
It's like, but do you see what I'm saying? How can you be considered a European giant? We know them. Like, Juve, even though they're poor right now, that's a European giant. The old lady, they know how to win a Champions League. They know how to navigate through it. Like, it's almost a different sport.
How far away are they then from becoming...
They have to win it this year.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I wanted to say. Is it? Yeah.
And they won't, but they have to win it this year. Pep is not staying for that much longer. And once Pep goes, half of this is going down with it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You don't think another manager can come in and...
No, unless they have Tuchel. Like, it's just not going to be the same. They've got such a brand of playing football, and it comes from Pep.
Do you think the other teams around the world or around Europe see City as an elite club?
Yeah, they are an elite club.
So I'm not even
disagreeing.
Then,
I'm not disagreeing with you. City are elite. Nobody in the world wants to play them right now, except maybe us. Like, no one's going to have a good day against City.
Keep saying it's us,
but
because of Tuchel.
Yeah. The proof's in the pudding. We beat them more than they beat us right now.
You think Tuchel's better than Pep?
I think he's got his number.
More than an elite manager than Pep?
I can't say that, obviously. Look, Pep and City are 2 different things, in my opinion. Pep has bossed it at Barca, bossed it at Munich. Fair enough, they were the 2 giants in their leagues anyway and all of that, but he's won Champions Leagues, he's done it all, he's turned them into just monsters.
Chelsea was a giant in this league. We're talking about people
taking
over.
Yeah, but
were
we? The thing is, in the Prem, we were still hustling. Like, no one's really winning the league well before the league's done. You look at those other leagues.
Hustling.
We win the league, but we win it and someone's close. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to work hard. I feel like Bayern Munich wake up in September, the league's won. Barcelona, for them few years, when they were the best team I've ever seen in like 2010.
Pep took them to that level,
Took them to that level,
and
yes.
I think,
but
Pep's done that.
The league, bro, they're beating Celta Vigo and them, like, as in... Exactly, and I'm saying the Prem is so difficult that, yes, you have to give City like their props 100%, but until they win a Champions League, they have to sit on the second step. As soon as they win it, everyone else is in trouble because now they've got that European status as well as the domestic dominance.
Can I bring it back to Pep? So,
that makes sense, no?
Yeah, you are making sense, but so would you agree, I'm going to hit you with a couple of things. Would you agree that he's changed the way that most teams in this country play?
We don't play like them.
You do play from the back and...
Yeah, we're good at football. We've got good footballers. As in, I think he's changed the culture in the sense of it's very rare that you see that diag clip now just over the fullback. Everything is well built up. There's triangles all over the pitch. And from what I understand, his way of teaching is so complicated that some players will just, like, their brains will frazzle. But if anything, he's turning a lot of these players into robots.
He's taken
a little bit of, you see that thing where, like, the magic from, like, someone gets on a ball and just magic happens.
Yeah.
He takes that out of the game. He plays trigonometry. He's playing, when that happens, that's the trigger for that run. That one does that.
If it doesn't come, he is playing real
life football manager and he's just bouncing the ball around. That's it. It's the system that he creates. That's amazing.
Let me ask you this then. Would you say that Thomas Tuchel and Klopp, the way that they press comes from the way that over the years, not just at City, from Barcelona times, the way that Pep plays.
Yeah,
because, so like he's changed the way world football is.
Well, we have to create the opposite. So it happens every few years. Like a style of play starts to dominate Europe, and you got to work out how to combat that without their personnel. Remember when every player was like 5'6" and Iniesta and like all of these tidy little footballers, and then it went back to 6'1" plus strong midfielders. You just got to find a way to nullify it. And the only way to nullify Pep's beautiful passing out from the back is to press it super duper hard. That's it. You got to commit to the press. That's it. It's like, so it's like how everyone else plays is a consequence of how Pep set up his team. 100%. I've got no issues with Pep. Like, I love you, Pep. Pep, he's a proper manager. He's the best. But the City team might not have the minerals. We took 8 years.
Splitting hairs, look at
it. That's it. We took eight years to win it. We was in the final within four. We was around. We was doing the same. I know what you're going to come with. You're going to say City have had three quarterfinals. City have had a semi-final. They've lost in a final.
Yep.
So it's good. It's good.
There or thereabouts it's a all good, the time.
It's a good like work experience for them. It really is. But it doesn't matter. When it's all said and done, this is the rules. This is the rules. If you want people's respect, go and win some trophies and all of them. That's it. Otherwise, we're just going to say that money did this. Look at me. I'm a Chelsea fan saying money did that. And money's not even done that much for them. They haven't got it.
Yeah.
They haven't got it. So they're going to... And the thing is, once Pep goes, this is not... Like, they're not going to be as scary as they've been for the last few years. That's it.
So if we're giving them a time limit, you're saying that if City doesn't win the Champions League this year, what?
It's over. Pep, I think if Pep had won last year, this would have been his last year.
Mm.
Or he might have even just quit.
What they call it, a swan dance.
That's it. He loves swan that. Song. He wins stuff, waves. Mm. He's adored and he leaves and goes somewhere else. He would have gone PSG and showed them how to win it as well. Like, it's simple. He's a project manager. Like, he loves City. Of course he does. Wow. But he goes places. He's like Mourinho. These lot want to prove that they're the best everywhere.
I have to mention, City are currently second in the UEFA standings for teams in Europe.
Yeah, and Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or the other day. Listen, rankings are just rankings.
Point being that because Messi's set his standards up there like City has.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea can do nothing and then win the Champions League. We're like, yeah, well done, Chelsea. And I'm not going against Chelsea. It's the same for Man United and all of these other teams, but City have consistently been there.
Yeah.
Consistent.
What? They're there and Champions League's there. Huh. They can't get there. They can't make it. I don't know what it is. They can't, it's a glass ceiling for them. Until they win it, I'm able to sit here and at least have an argument.
Mm.
They got to shut me up somehow. You got to shut me up somehow.
I think it's very important to mention, and this is going against myself right now, but that Pep was brought in to win the Champions League because they were winning leagues before anyway.
That's it. They won it in the best fashion ever. Aguero,
it's been done.
The biggest, they won't win the league more satisfying than the way they won it there.
So we're not saying that City ain't a big club.
Yeah.
But we're saying for them to be considered amongst the elite forever, they need to win a Champions League.
You want to be immortal, you've got to win a Champions League. I don't even think they've got the Europa or a Cup Winners' Cup. Like, Chelsea have been... Forget the two that we've got. Forget the two Champions Leagues we've won. We've won Europas. We've won Cup Winners' Cups. We've won... We are a European giant.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Ah!
And the worst thing is, I don't even know no City fans. I don't know if I even ask you. Is there any City fans watching? Probably not. Nah, I'm not letting you get away with that easy. There's one last question I need to ask you before I come to my verdict. Would you say, even though Pep's done a madness, and we've mentioned all of the trophies he's won, the way he's changed football, the philosophy, everything, yeah? Even though he's done that, if he doesn't win the Champions League, would you say he's a failure? Would you consider him a failure, bruv?
I wouldn't.
Would football fans?
I don't even think football fans would. We know what Pep is. He's a monster, and we know what he's done. But that question, you might be better off asking too, that the board in Abu Dhabi.
True.
They know what they brought him here for. I have a feeling he was sent to Man City to win the European Champions League. Yeah, I just think that's what he was sent there to do. And if you don't do what you've been sent somewhere to do, effectively, you've failed.
So you've answered the question there.
I'm saying not for me.
Look at that. That's it. A political way to answer the question.
I'm saying for me, of course you're not a failure. He's the most, one of the most successful managers in history. But if he was brought in to actually win the Champions League and he hasn't done it, it's a failure.
I wonder how Pep would feel.
Yeah.
Do you think Pep would feel a failure if he don't win the Champions League?
Maybe. He's been there for a few years now. When did he get there? 2017? I think he knows what he wants. Winning the domestic league is like, that's kind of light for him right now. He's been doing that.
It's mad.
He wants the Champions League. He hasn't won it for years. He wants it. And he wants it with City because he knows that's the objective.
Is this City team good enough to win it? Has he got the tools? What I'm saying is, he got the tools.
He's got the players for it. He's got the tools. He's got the manager. But does it have the cojones? This is clutch, man. Yeah, Didier Drogba, Bayern Munich in the Allianz Arena, nodding it in from moments, outside the front post. Big moments.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, back post. Teddy Sheringham, flick on.
Big moments.
Stick a toe out.
You'll never see anyone win the Champions League without being ballsy in the biggest of moments.
Another big moment, Arsenal, Champions League, Lehmann gets sent off. These are the moments.
That's it. And you've got to manage them. The Champions League, and especially the Champions League final, is not a place to go sleepwalking.
Dan, you're right.
I know.
The Champions League is the holy grail, is the pinnacle of football. It is. And can I talk of Man City in the same breath as Liverpool, United, and your team, Chelsea? No. No.
Told you.
No, I cannot, mate.
Told you.
And no matter what I say, like, no matter how many times he wins the league, how many points, breaking records of goals, no matter what I say, has he won the Champions League? Has he won the cup that he was brought in to win? No. So therefore, my brother, well done, mate. Good debate. And from now on, from now to the end of the season, because I do believe, listening to what you've said, that Pep, if he doesn't win it this year,
it's over.
I don't know if it's over. I don't know what happens in this football. I don't know. I don't know what happens. But yeah, man, if he doesn't win it this year, for me personally, and obviously for you, and I don't know if the people watching, but yeah, man, he's done for me.
I'll tell you what is going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Go on.
At the end of the year, Poch is coming.
To City?
To the Prem. Somewhere in the Prem. And who do you think goes to PSG?
Okay. Yeah, but does he go to PSG? Again, I'm going to end it, but can he go to PSG if he doesn't do it at City? Why are we going to take this failure?
PSG don't care about that. They want Pep reunited with Messi. Stinks of Champions League.
Wow. Wow. Whew. What a debate. People, do you agree with what Dan has said? Do you think City need to win the Champions League to take the club to the next level? If you agree, leave your answer in the comments. Dan, big up yourself, mate. Been great chatting to you.
Thanks for having me.
Don't get so aggressive. These Chelsea fans. Do we like Chelsea fans? Leave your answer in the comment on that one as well. As always, this has been In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBull with me, Steve-O, the madman. Until next time, later. You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBull.